morning, everybody. I'd like to go ahead and call the Senate Finance Committee to order. It's 2 minutes after 9 a.m. February 3rd, 2012. With me today is Co-Chair Senator Hoffman, Senator Ellis, Senator Olson, Senator Thomas, Senator Egan, and Senator McGuire. We have five bills on the agenda this morning. We're going to start with Senate Bill 13, Waive Park Fee for Disabled Veterans, Senate Bill 70, Alaska Health Benefit Exchange, Senate Bill 83, Teachers Board Certification Incentives, Senate Bill 86, Protection of Vulnerable Adults and Minors, Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 2, Uniform Rules, Presiding Officer Pro Tem. First up, Senate Bill 13 by Senator French to waive park fees for disabled veterans. This is the second hearing on this bill. We heard it for the first time January 31st. The intent today is to bring the bill back for further consideration, adopt a committee substitute, and then look to the will of the committee. Senator Hoffman, motion to adopt version B, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Senate Finance Committee adopt CS for Senate Bill 13, Finance Backslash B, as our working document.
And I'll object for explanation. At the request of the sponsor, we added the word resident on page 3, line 4, to make it clear that the fee waivers and reductions would only apply to disabled veterans who are residents of Alaska. And I'll go ahead and move my objection for the adoption of version B. Any further objection for the adoption of version B? Seeing none, version B is adopting as our working document. If we could have Senator French come forward, please. Senator French, for those at home that missed the first hearing on this bill, if you could give us just a brief explanation of what this bill does, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning. For the record, my name is Hollis French. I represent West Anchorage in the State Senate. The bill is designed to grant more of the benefits of Alaska's outdoors parks and recreation facilities, make them more available to our disabled veterans here in the state. The only exemption we're carving out in this bill is for cabins. We're going to ask veterans, disabled veterans, to pay 50% of a cabin fee. There were too many logistical difficulties with making that entirely free, and so we have settled on the 50% number for that amenity. Thank you.
Okay. Seeing no other questions from the committee, we have one fiscal note from the Department of Natural Resources requesting a $10,000 general fund appropriation to cover the cost of administrating the program. $206,000 is currently in the governor's FY13 budget request. Approval of the governor's request and this fiscal note will cover the anticipated revenue losses. We've previously had a public testimony. Will of the committee, Senator Hoffman.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Finance Committee pass out CS for Senate Bill 13 as amended with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note.
Here we have a motion to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. Do we have objection? Seeing no objection, we'll go ahead and move the bill from committee to the next committee of referral. On to the second item on the calendar today, Senate Bill 70 by Senator French regarding the Alaska Health Benefit Exchange. This is the third hearing on this bill. We heard it for the first time the 28th of March last session and the second time January 31st of this year. The intent today is to bring the bill back for further consideration, adopt a committee substitute, and look to the will of the committee. Senator Hoffman, may I have a motion for substitute version E?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Finance Committee adopt CS for Senate Bill 70, Finance Backslash E, as our working document.
And I'll object for explanation. The only changes made were updated on the effective dates on page 19, lines 21, lines 21 and 23, and on page 20, line 9. And I'll go ahead and remove my objection for adoption of version E as our working document. And if we could have Senator French come forward, please. Senator French, could you give us a brief explanation as we heard this just a few days ago for the public at home, please?
Thank you. In a minute, for the record, my name is Hollis French. I represent West Anchorage in the State Senate. In a minute or less, Mr. Chairman, this bill establishes an exchange, a website where new participants, where uninsured Alaskans will go to find a health insurance policy. That's the basic idea. It'll set up a website for those 115,000 Alaskans who do not have health insurance now and let them pick amongst viable and worthwhile insurance policies that are there in the exchange. It doesn't touch anyone. If you have insurance now, you're not affected by the bill. If you don't have insurance, this will help you get it. Thank you.
Okay. Seeing no other questions, we have four fiscal notes in the packet. One note from the Department of Administration for $3 million in general funds for the cost of purchased bandwidth, hardware, and software, and maintenance of the system. One note from the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development for $1,824,700 in general funds for 12 new positions to manage the program, as well as a board costs and supplies. This FY13 physical note was increased by $162,600 due to higher personnel service costs. One note from the Department of Health and Social Services for $182,700 in general funds and $182,700 in matching federal funds for three new part-time analyst positions. 10 fiscal note from the Division of Insurance. And we've previously had public testimony on this bill twice. Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Finance Committee pass out CS for Senate Bill 70 as amended with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll move the bill from committee to the next committee referral. Thank you, Senator French.
Members of the committee, thank you.
Next up, Senate Bill 83 by the Senate Education Committee regarding teacher board certification incentives. This is the second hearing on this bill. We first heard it on February 1st. The intent today is to bring the bill back for further review and look for the will of the committee. Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for hearing this bill. Senate Bill 83 is an act providing for payment and loan incentives to public school teachers for national board certification. Relatively short bill, just provides incentives for teachers who are willing to undergo the rigorous process of becoming nationally board certified. It's a $1,000 stipend for them if they teach in a low poverty, low income area. That's an additional $500, and it also will provide loans to help teachers afford the program tuition and a modest annual stipend to encourage teacher improvement. If there are any further questions, my aide Murray Richmond is available to answer any questions or any that I may answer.
Seeing no further questions, we've got two fiscal notes from the Department of Education, 10 fiscal note from the Alaska Commission on Postsecondary Education, one fiscal note for teaching and learning support in the amounts of $116,500 general funds to pay for the incentives with increased amounts in the out years, and we've previously had public testimony. Will of the committee, Senator Hoffman.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Finance Committee pass out CS for Senate Bill 83, Education, with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee to the next committee or referral with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll move the bill to the next committee or referral. Next up, Senate Bill 86 by the governor regarding the protection of vulnerable adults and minors. This is the second hearing on this bill. We heard it for the first time on January 18th. The intent today is to bring the bill back for further review and look to the will of the committee. And if we could get a volunteer from the administration to come forward, please. I'd like you to introduce yourself for the record and then just give the public a brief explanation of what this bill does.
Good morning. Yes. Thank you. My name is Kimberly Poppy Smart, Deputy Commissioner for the Department of Health and Social Services. This bill, in very short statement here, provides additional protections to vulnerable Alaskans, including the opportunity to appoint a temporary conservator, ex parte protection to prevent financial interest and property. It adds certain mandated reporters in schools and healthcare settings, and it incorporates the definition of undue influence as an offense that can be acted upon under this bill.
Okay, thank you. Seeing no further questions, we have, there are seven updated fiscal notes in your packet, 6-0 fiscal notes from the Department of Health and Social Services, Department of Administration, Department of Law, the Alaska State Troopers, and the Department of Corrections, and the court system. One fiscal note from the Department of Public Safety, statewide support in the amount of $48,000 general funds to cover the cost of developing new protective order forms, updating the Alaska Public Safety Information Network, and training. We previously had public testimony on this bill. Will of the committee, Senator Hoffman?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Finance Committee pass out CS for Senate Bill 86, Judiciary, with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes.
Okay, we have a motion to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move the bill from committee to the next committee of referral. Thank you. Next up, Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 2 by Senator Davis regarding uniform rules for the presiding officer pro tem. This is the second hearing on this resolution. We heard it for the first time January 30th. The intent today is to bring a resolution back for further review and look to the will of the committee. And if we can have representation from Senator Davis' office, please. If you could please give us a brief explanation of this bill.
For the record, I'm Tom Obermeyer, aide to Senator Davis. The purpose of Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 2 is to amend the uniform rules to increase the duties and responsibilities of temporary presiding officers and to allow more legislators to function in leadership positions.
Okay, that's good. Thank you. Do we have any questions? We've had, there's 1-0 fiscal note from the Senate Finance Committee. We've previously taken public testimony. Senator Hoffman, the will of the committee.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Finance Committee pass out CS for Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 2, State Affairs, with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes.
We have a motion to move the concurrent resolution from the committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move the resolution from committee to the next committee of referral. That concludes today's meeting. Our next meeting is Monday, February 16th, 9 a.m. There will be two bills on the agenda, Senate Bill 136, Income Tax Credit for Employing a Veteran, Senate Bill 158, Real Estate Sales Licenses, and we'll be followed up here after we adjourn with the Committee of the Whole dealing with the subcommittee with the University of Alaska's operating budget. We are adjourned.